Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Wednesday the 19th of June. The United Kingdom did its regular price data dump for the month of May. The data was in line with consensus expectations, remarkably so for these times of increased data uncertainty. The consumer price inflation rate hit 2% year over year, as expected. This has almost nothing to do with the government, and honestly only a certain amount to do with the Bank of England, given that a lot of the slowdown in inflation was just the natural ending of temporary inflation drivers. Consumer durable goods sank even further into deflation, having had falling prices for 6 months in a row now. The CPIH measure uses the fictitious owner's equivalent rent price for housing, and that is rising a lot, bearing in mind no one actually pays this, and over half of all UK homeowners don't pay a mortgage either. The restaurant and hotel inflation rates were slowing, but still high. Changes to the living wage might be presumed to have more of an inflation push here than in other parts of the economy. Today, the European Union publishes its naughty list, those countries that have, quote, excessive deficits. Media reports are suggesting that 7 countries in total are likely to be subject to the full force of the EU's displeasure over having dared to run deficits that exceed the magic and meaningless 3% number. Of course, problems with data measurement probably mean that the deficit to GDP ratio is lower than reported, as GDP tends to be revised higher, and there is in fact nothing particularly magical about a 3% deficit limit. But the politics of this does matter. In particular, this is likely to be a focus in France, where the parliamentary elections have already upset some bond investors concerned about the potential for fiscal largesse. The Nouveau Front Populaire is promising spending, and the Rassemblement National is talking of tax cuts. Campaign promises are not the same thing as actual policies, of course, but some analysis has suggested that pledges are worth up to 2 trusses of unfunded tax cuts or spending. A truss is a measure of unfunded government spending or tax cuts equivalent to about 2% of GDP. The US consumer might have given evidence of some fatigue with yesterday's retail sales data, which was softer than expected. However, we do need to be cautious about assuming that consumers in the States are not spending. Retail sales is a value measure. Many goods now have falling prices, a lower price level than a year ago, and that obviously means that the value of such goods sold, as measured by retail sales, will be lower than the volume of goods sold. Additionally, nominal retail sales growth has been below nominal consumer spending growth since the start of 2023, and not a small amount lower either. This reflects the fact that consumers have lots of other things to spend their money on, which are not necessarily goods. In fact, the only time the growth of retail sales and the growth of consumer spending has been remotely close in the past 18 months was back in December of 2023, when, of course, many US households were focused on buying goods for Christmas. Markets are taking the weakness of retail sales as a sign that the US Federal Reserve should be cutting rates, and the US Federal Reserve should indeed be cutting rates. The retail data can be interpreted in a number of ways. Outright consumer weakness is possible, but it could simply reflect greater price sensitivity and a lack of a willingness to accept price increases. Consumer rebellion is very good at undermining profit-led inflation episodes. Both of those arguments support rate cuts being sooner rather than later. While several Fed speakers have been talking about the need for more evidence of slowing inflation, the fact is that on a harmonized basis, US inflation is already below 2%, and it is primarily really weird quirks in the data that are propping up other inflation rates. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.